又回来第二部分的原网台的非常舞台的访问了。咁今次我哋訪問呢四位俊男咧，咁我哋繼續係講緊現代舞嘅。咁我想問一下四位咧，就其實而家全世界咧，好多嘅芭蕾舞蹈團咧，佢哋出咗名嗰啲咧，佢哋而家其實都已經轉咗，佢哋唔係做純芭蕾舞嘅嘢，而係做純做翻現代舞或者當代舞嘅嘢。咁我想睇下係咪一個潮流啊？即係嗱，因為我唔係現代舞嘅人啦，咁但係我就睇譬如話香港芭蕾舞蹈團嘅時候咧，佢哋都係仍然喺芭蕾舞嗰個範疇嗰度，即係做翻一啲古典嘅製作嘅。咁我就唔知道其實呢個係世界上嘅潮流會係點，會係乜嘢嘢？咁或者可唔可以有嘉賓可以解誒同我哋講下咧？嚇，Daniel
係
Daniel， 你好似你喺你話一半時間喺香港，一半時間唔喺度嘛？咁你唔喺度嘅時候，嗰啲去咗啲地方嘅時候，咩地方？
主要都係歐洲同埋亞洲嘅唔同嘅地區或者國家做我自己嘅演出，或者幫其他團編舞或者教一啲短嘅 course 咁啊。
但係即係嗰啲地方係咪即係你去嘅地方？佢哋係咪一個芭蕾舞蹈團或者係即係跳芭蕾舞做 basic 嘅？
其實咧，我諗而家好多嘅舞蹈團或者係搞舞蹈創作嘅人咧，都嘗試避開話自己係純芭蕾舞或者係純現代舞。所以點解我又可以賣廣告啦？即係我哋講緊咧，15/16呢個 show 咧，我哋嗰個名咧叫亞洲當代舞臨匯演嘅。那個 title 咧就唔會叫做亞洲現代舞臨匯演咁樣嘅嚇。因為其實好多時候我哋會搞清楚，我哋講現代舞就等於我哋講現代藝術呢個 term 咧。當你講現代藝術咧，如果喺歷史上面嚟講咧，係講緊上個世紀初一路發展到60-70年代呢一段嘅現代藝術嗰段時期咧，就係現代藝術時期，即係我哋講話咩畢加索啊、梵谷啊嗰一班咁樣嚇。咁之後我哋有後現代舞，咁然後歷史學家或者係藝術嘅從事工作藝術嘅人咧，又嘗試想將自己做緊嘅嘢咧，同現代同埋後現代分翻出嚟，嚟到話俾人聽，我唔係做緊一啲學嗰陣時嗰啲一模一樣嘅嘢，所以咧就有一個叫當代舞嘅出現。咁所以其實大家咧都嘗試去做當代舞，就係話當代就係而家呢一個時候我哋嘗試緊做嘅嘢。咁嗰樣嘢咧係仲未被承認。或者是仲未被將佢分類化嘅咁樣，咁所以咧就可以係樣樣嘢都有嘅嚇。譬如我哋而家睇翻香港嘅舞蹈團咁樣啦，幾個三個舞蹈團，大家表面上覺得分得好清楚嘅，即係香港舞蹈團係中國舞，CCDC 咧就係現代舞，Hong Kong Ballet 當然係芭蕾舞啦。咁但係其實大家可能唔知道嘅，譬如CCDC 佢哋即係上堂都主要係上芭蕾舞嘅課嘅，即係我哋講緊專業嘅舞者，佢哋朝頭早練功上堂咁嚇。咁香港舞蹈團佢哋做一啲好中國題材嘅作品，但係其實嗰個表演形式咧，都好嘗試用一啲好現代化嘅手法嚟到去展示嘅嚇。咁香港芭蕾舞團其實都亦都嘗試由傳統嘅至到一啲嘅當代芭蕾舞嘅作品啊，或者係團員自己嘅創作啊，都嘗試啦。我諗大家都係希望可以十項全能一啲啊。咁變咗呢，每一個地區可能佢會有自己地區本身一啲強項嘅技術嘅一啲嘅歷史。咁譬如喺歐洲有好多嘅舞團呢，本身佢哋嘅 dancer 都有好深厚嘅芭蕾舞嘅訓練，但係當佢哋出嚟跳嘅時候呢，唔係一定要等於要跳芭蕾舞嘅，佢哋只不過係用咗嗰一種嘅訓練，但係用喺唔同嘅方法同埋風格上面，同唔同嘅編舞創作一啲唔同嘅多元取向的作品出来给观众去揀。所以一般这样的状况我们都会说这个是 contemporary dance 的一个现象，就是当代舞的现象，就是样样都可以试，样样都可以实验。
Jackie 呢，
我想视乎即是每个团的艺术总监或者他们 的政策的方向与偏边方面去做，有些会是有些传统再加上现代的东西都会有的去发展，有些可能全部会改晒一个的当代的舞蹈去改变的形式，但是个团的training可能是以芭蕾舞的 個底去 training 嗰啲所有 dancer 咁樣。咁其實真係要視乎嗰個嘅方針點樣去走啦咁樣。咁係啊，睇下問下江上游佢哋嗰邊方向啦。
Yusan, what do you think? It's about many international ballet company. They are now not doing the very classical ballet, whereas they are going to change to contemporary.Because just what now Daniel explained, whereas modern dance is not we now this we call so called it's called contemporary dance is not the modern dance because modern is in the historical factor that is which is not the proper term right now we use the contemporary should
I mean,
be the proper
name.
To be
clarified, I mean, are you talking about academic terms as modern dance, which refer to a modern period?Or you are talking about modern dance in a modern society. So try to clarify that kind of uncertainty that people start to have having this term as contemporary dance.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, for example, I don't categorize dance as most of the people here in Hong Kong think it should be Chinese, modern, and ballet. For me, there will
it's
be only...
It's a mixed term, right?
No, I would say it's only good dance and bad dance.
All right.
I mean, I love to see all kinds of dance. I mean, you can have... Well, some people say that, I don't like contemporary dance and I like ballet. I'm sorry, I think maybe you just didn't see the good contemporary dance yet. You know, so you think, I don't like contemporary dance, I like ballet. And on the other hand, people will also think that I don't like ballet, I like contemporary dance. Maybe they still didn't meet the ballet piece that they really loved yet, you know. So for me, I think it's all a kind of mixed phenomenon. And after all, it's about some different kind of aesthetic choice. The technique you have, the vocabulary you have, maybe in some sense it doesn't confine you to try out different kind of possibilities.
Whereas Yusan and
very vague, you can see the same phenomena in the painting also, and you get confused. You call it it's a modern art, pop art, postmodern, contemporary art. Then you go like, I go like exactly the same as Daniel. I go like, I.When I see art, then I see it. Then I don't have to follow, you know, how people categorize this and that. It should be like, so do you know about this period of time? I don't know it. But
yeah, and
I know,
sometimes
I know
turns doesn't really matter. You know, it's just a game for those people who write theses, you know.
So in terms of dancing, like, I personally take it this way. Like, if anyone makes a new...piece or production, no matter what style or, you know, kind of movements that they use, it's contemporary.
But in a way, is it because, as I said right now, there's many international ballet companies going for contemporary dance. Is it because, as you said, contemporary dance is something that express what you are doing right now?
Right now.
Okay,
yeah.
Right now. And it's art of the, I mean, just not something classified very...
It's not the tool that I can express the most, but I just use this term for
But do you think that, it's because what I want to find out is, Yusan, you are working now in Hong Kong as a professional ballerina in a Hong Kong dance company, in a Hong Kong ballet, right? And what do you think, is it because ballet is not expressive than contemporary dance, so you will...rather go for the contemporary dance, and I think and then what's the world is doing, is it the case, not I mean out of Hong Kong are they doing the same thing?
Well, actually, Hong Kong ballet still perform lots of classical productions, and lots of audience love all this classical ballet still, but on the other hand, Hong Kong ballet would want to establish the company's identity. That's why we need some something that's created on us to establish that. That's why we search for the choreographers, or we try to create something original in order to keep our identity in this international ballet world. But on the other hand, we understand that audience love classical ballet, and a lot of us also still love, there's a lot of amazing classical company, full length ballet production, if I watch and I still get really moved, and it's true. And so it's not about whether it's which is better or not, but it's just the matter of
you're going to find a way to go out from the, I mean, not staying just in the same area. Is it trying to break through?
That's a good word, breakthrough.
It's a breakthrough. Then
you need to find something new. And you can't just leave without thinking what's being made in history.
All right.
As well. So we learned. We have been learning from it since we're small. Okay. Classical music, amazing story that people can attach to it easily. And story can, you know, bring the whole piece very dramatic. Also amazing costumes, sets, sense of beauty that we all learn from ballet. And now, okay, like, what can I do now? What can I present? Then I have to, when I look into my experience and memories and all that, I pick up things, every little pieces from all this, you know, experience of watching great shows or meeting great artists, great choreographers, great colleagues, everything. And then depending on what I want to do right now, I pick, put it together. Sometimes I go beyond. Sometimes make mistakes. Sometimes goes well. Doesn't matter. But I try something new every time.
Okay. 聊翻嘢下啦。咁讲上游头先讲咧，就系同阿 Daniel 嘅意见系一样嘅，就即系话其实佢哋系唔应该去。標籤了某一些特別的，譬如這些是芭蕾舞，但是反過來其實當代舞 是一個即不可以是標籤說某一類的舞是即受歡迎不受歡迎，現在的潮流是做當代舞還是不當代舞，而是那樣東西是好還是那個是好的舞蹈還是不好的舞蹈，是不是林應該是這樣說、
其實當代舞它不是一個風格的代表的，當代舞它不是技巧，它不是風格，它只不過是一個現象的統稱，即是現在在這個時代我們有些這樣的人做一些這樣的東西，我們叫做當代藝術，當代舞，所以跟現代舞或者芭蕾舞或者中國舞是用一種某一些特別的技巧和風格來到去定型的取向是不同的。所以呢，其實我們說 contemporary dance 呢，亦都是其實那裡是指有 contemporary Chinese dance， 有 contemporary ballet， 亦都有即 contemporary dance as contemporary dance， contemporary dance theater， 這樣東西都可以是被統稱為 contemporary dance 這樣，因為這樣東西是講緊是需要可能50年之後舞評人再睇翻而家，先至會將佢分出嚟話啊，呢啲係咁樣嘅技法，呢啲係咁樣流派，但係嗰啲係之後嘅事嚟嘅。咁 contemporary dance 咧就係而家仲發展緊嘅嘢，所以點解大家都會話做緊嘅嘢係 contemporary dance 咧？就因為大家都希望係向前咁一路去發展嗰樣嘢出嚟。
即係頭先剛上又話即係香港芭蕾舞團而家其實都係揾緊一啲即係不斷咁去創新，去揾一啲新嘅嘢，而係一個即係其實一個潮流啦。即係潮流調翻轉嚟係一個必要嘅做嘢，即係必須嘅做嘅嘢，就係話需要係去繼續前進啦，係嘛？咁我諗我哋訪問一下另一位日本嘅朋友，咁睇下佢，因為佢就比較多經驗啲喺外地嘅，咁我諗我可能佢哋會多啲嘢聽嘅喎。Sunpisan， okay， it's the point is we are talking about just now, as I said, is about the international dance companies, ballet company, very famous one, is going, I mean, not doing the classical ballet, whereas doing something contemporary. All right, and then because you are working in Germany and now you're working in Sweden.
Yes.
Right, and then I think you can tell us more about what's happened.Away from Hong Kong.
Well, I'm gonna talk about, I think in general, more than just talking about the, you know, Germany or Sweden tales. Because, I think it's like as a dancer, all the dancers with all the educations, developments, all the actually physical, how to say, changes was made things so much better compared to well, I would say better, but compared to in a long time where actually ballet began, when actually the people were
physical capability,
yeah,
in terms of technique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then also the people are actually the creating the ballet piece, you know, the Mihail Hokin or whoever who was there, Ptipa, or you know, the origin, the who actually created the ballet, all the big pieces are there. And then after a while, this also with developments of the physicalities made things better with the ballet things. But I'm sure in the point that it's actually who it actually belongs to, you know, like what this ballet goes beyond from this point, mm-hmm. having without any specific choreographer that's, you know. So then in the ballet is becoming more the language, more the tools to express ourselves. So, and in that sense, that's, you know, we can create some other new ballet, and people might call it contemporary, people might call it ballet, and mm-hmm. I don't think it doesn't really matter. And I think also I think that is something that's like Swan Lake, and okay, Swan Lake, and as most of company could do, great Swan Lake. And then from that to express, or the to tell what, you know, I don't know, feelings or things, and then it's, I don't know, it's hard, sometimes it's hard, because it's just good, and
I think some of the ballet dancers, they can still challenge physically also within the classical technique content also, no? And it's true that some people are doing it too, but also I think another reason is to that the classical piece where it's heading is that like it's very hard to set it up financially
also. Is it very classical expensive. Very
Classical ballet is very expensive.
Is like, it? Okay.
To find a costume designer or set designer and orchestra, okay. if you want to do it how okay. it was performed, you know, 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
it's a very, very big, like, mass. So, in this financial problem in the modern society, it's very, very, very difficult to do sort of same thing. But I think it's not the most important thing, because art is always something that belongs to human life. And okay, that time it was bubbly, people were willing to support, willing to spend money, and it was possible to do that kind of production, big production, with many dancers, beautiful sets, costume, beautiful, amazing music, and it happened. Okay, it's great. But to preserve it in this modern society, it's a totally different story, because the talent has already gone. For example, the choreographer, musician, they're gone. We are interpreting, we're trying to preserve, but it's never the same as them. Like Shunpei just said, that the physicality of the dancers has improved a lot also. But there are no people to say, although, yes, there are artists that have been educated close along with the original people that can say similar thing, but it's never the same, like, as what the original choreographer made, because it's not there with us. Contemporary is something that goes along with our life now.
Share the same feeling with the audience.
Yes.
Okay, it's closer, more practical.
In a way.
All right. Okay. Yes, 我谂要翻译一下啦，因为呢个比较上复杂一啲，可能要大家即系孙斌就系讲咧，就系话其实而家嘅人咧，而家嘅舞蹈员咧嗰、那个技术咧，同埋嗰个嘅能力咧已经高好多。咁譬如好似天鹅湖咧，其实好多人都可以做嘅，只不过系而家即系点样去可以又搵表现得到呢样嘢咧？其实。江上游咧，亦都系讲嘅话咧，因为系古典嘅芭蕾舞咧，如果要做一台演出嘅时候咧，系非常之昂贵，因为所有嘢都要由嗰、那个服装啊，同埋嗰个乐队啊。咁最紧要嘅时候咧，除咗系呢个钱嘅问题之外咧，其实最紧要咧就系、是、其实嗰啲好即系呢个原创者 譬如話好似天鵝湖啊，原創者或者係個音樂嘅composer， 即係嗰個嘅作曲家都已經係死咗啦。咁其實而家我哋抄翻佢啲嘢咧，其實觀眾係冇並沒有共鳴嘅。咁而調翻轉頭，佢哋而家其實要嗰個嘅製作咧，係應該係去翻一啲係大眾化，而係大家可以感受得到嘅。係咪啊 ，Jackie and Daniel？我
谂佢即系未必系话即系大众化嘅意思，系我谂佢系讲紧一个即系 contemporary， 就系讲紧当代嘅一啲嘅文化咁样。咁所以即系大家有咗共鸣点嘅时候，你做翻一啲用当代嘅文化去消化出嚟嘅嘢，俾翻当代嘅观众睇。咁其实当代观众佢哋都系有呢个同样嘅文化嘅，咁就比较容易接近同埋沟通到咁样。
But what about if I'm doing in that case as you said? What I'm doing now? What I'm thinking in my mind is about the West Kowloon.The project, okay, the huge project. If in that case that I'm going for, first of all, I'm going for something that's not expensive, not doing very classical and those productions, and we are going for human life, as you said, and I'm going to please all the audience who can. Then what about I do a production which is a combination or a mix of ballet, Chinese dance, hip hop.And also modern dance. What do you think? Do you think that it is work? Is work or not?
Mixture.
Yes. Because those, you know, modern dance, because the ballet, those love ballet, the audience, they will say, I can't find ballet here, so I don't think that it's something that I can feel or I can share. Is it?我想我要讲中文讲一次，即系我觉得就譬如西，如果系咁讲嘅时候，譬如西九嗰、那个大嘅 project， 我哋参加演出嘅时候，咁我咪系悭钱嘅方法，就系、是、我唔做一啲古装啦，咁啊悭啲服装费啦，咁啊搵啲平时即系大家生活上可以接触得到噶啦，跟住咧就系、是我都会可以做一个mix of 即是说一个炒杂感炒了芭蕾舞中国舞hip hop 再炒个现代舞下去那是不是就可以得呢我想问一下四位的编导可不可以解释给他听
得如果你这么有天才的话很简单这些天才来的即是你说我、yeah. 即是炒杂碎的人都懂煮煮得好好吃的炒杂碎是很难的
是
如果你有这样的天才你真的捞得匀这些东西的那就证明你的实验成功咯那你就得了咯。因为这个不是讲说、你做这样东西、一个方法就会个人用这个方法都一定成功不是这样的。即譬如你刚才讲一些炒集感式的舞蹈演出、世界各地有很多舞蹈团都有做类似的东西的。譬如、我们如果有留意过往这几年的 La French May、法国五月的艺术节每一年我们都有很多、来自法国的一些的 Hip Hop Modern Ballet All Mix 的一些这样的 production 在香港有演出、法国有很多这类的编舞家做得很成功的咁亦都同時間，佢哋發覺亦都有咁樣嘅 audience space 係中意睇呢一類咁樣嘅嘢嘅。我覺得即係嗰個地方佢有咁樣嘅民族性啊，中意玩一啲咁樣踩界式嘅一啲 style 嘅一啲嘅作品。咁佢有咁嘅養分，咁咪做到咁樣成功嘅作品啦。譬如最近我哋都有啲人講話我不知道有没有人可能、有听过一个呢叫做 Parkour 呢就是、法文、一个、我们现在讲的 free running 那样东西就是人呢在楼啊和楼之间啊树啊那些公园的栏杆啊楼梯啊周围跳来跳去跳来跳去那些、那种新玩意呢在法国也都、有创作了这个 Parkour 这个 style 出来他们就是類似體操啊、running 啊、跳舞啊、雜耍啊，各樣加埋嘅一種嘅新玩意嚟嘅。咁而家呢樣嘢咧係全球風行嘅，好多小朋友都去學嘅。
啊，係啊，係係、啊、，YouTube 有。
係啊，咁所以即係所以我答唔到話啊，我哋係咪做一啲 all mix 嘅嘢就成功咧？咁但係嗰一樣嘢咧就係、是、你有咁樣嘅養分，你做到咁樣嘅成功作品就當然成功啦。咁西九係咪一個咁樣嘅地方可以做一樣咁嘅嘢咧？好可能開頭創建西九嘅嗰一班人，佢哋其實係想做一啲好 upper class、好 classic、 很有 taste 的、一些的、比较贵一点的 entertainment 来的，那么东西的话，那班观众是不是那个有这样的 base 会喜欢看一些这样炒杂碎式的东西呢？那这个是一个问题来的。
那 Jackie 呢？ Jackie 你觉得怎么样？
其实西九这个的、劇场我们不知道可唔可以，即系細團可以 book 到啊？或者係有冇咁嘅能力去 book 到呢個嘅場地用使用啦？因為其實就我諗其實香港有很多嘅政府嘅場地，如果佢方有個方針係俾啲場地係俾 mon dance 獨西型嘅團啦，或者係獨立嘅舞者去係可以有個數量可以每年去演出咧，其實。我覺得、其他文娛場地都 OK 咯。西九我未知佢個場地會係點嘅形式啦，或者係點嘅贊助形式啦、去幫到現代舞啲方面嘅嘢咯。要睇佢出咗嚟同埋佢哋嘅行政方針會係邊點樣趨向咯。
OK， 咁what about Sean Payson and Yu San？ It's about what we are talking right now. It's about、whether it's work or not that we got the production of a mix of all kind of dance.Then very human life, and then we are going for just a near-term and tights and to spend, I mean, to save the cost on costume.、Mm-hmm. So is it working or not? Because it should、
fine.
Be the best way. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Is it a mix of、liking when I go to London, when I go to UK, then I mix up?、
It's、yeah. one production and you put in everything?
Yeah. It's can you do it? I mean, in the sense of choreography.、Can you do it?
It's very difficult.
Yeah, I'm also fan of just because it's gonna be fun of the mix, because like they have all different culture and histories, and
each dance style's got different backgrounds, so it's very risky that if you just take out
Yeah, because it depends what you're talking about as, like, let's say hip-hop with contemporary. It's about you're talking about hip-hop physicality or actually hip-hop itself, because it's then different things. And also、yeah. the ballet itself, also you're talking about skills or actually that the ballet itself is also a different meaning, I guess. So to mix that, it's, I don't know, it's really needs...
I think to the audience, they can't distinguish whether it's a ballet itself or a ballet technique. Is it? They can't distinguish it.
What he means is that if you, for example, wear point shoes, you go on point, you do the bourrée, you move start, and that's a ballet element. And if you're going to bring the ballet itself, then you have to have...appropriate everything that goes with the steps.
Yes.
So that's the difference. You have to have costume, you have to have appropriate music, and when you start to mix all of that, then you might going to miss each important parts from each dance style.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So that in order to pay enough respect to each artist, then, if you want to make it together, then you have to have completely different mind.
The same question when we talk about how did multimedia artwork begins. It's the same question. It's not about is it possible or not. You don't know if you don't do it. But that's how make a difference. Who is the master? Who is the amateur?
And
when the first person who tried to make multimedia production, that he also need to understand there are different kind of.Languages, culture, styles, techniques, when we deal with different kind of media together. But they have to learn it by doing it, to find out if that is possible or not.
Okay. 原來各位大師都覺得是很有困難，將好像我剛才說那麼容易，我以為很簡單的，即原來即他們的問題就是說，如果是用芭蕾舞，譬如你一個現代舞加入芭蕾舞 的元素裡面，你究竟是芭蕾舞的，即如果你炒雜碎的時候，你是芭蕾舞的、應該是說那個技巧、還是芭蕾舞的外觀、衣着、包裝、那就可以足夠呢？那即其實、還有如果你炒埋一碟的時候，究竟你是給了多少的 尊重係咪 ？respect 可以俾到每一種舞蹈嘅精髓咧，咁呢個係比較上困難嘅嘢嘅。Okay, let's take a break, and then we are going for something. What's happening now nowadays? We're going for technology. Okay, 我哋休息一陣。
Your topic.
Now I don't want to talk.
Then I come back. I will talk.